as much, how much you didn't like both the games for the score?
Yeah, I thought we played a really good hockey game. One might say it was our best game of the trip, really. But at this time of the year, as we go down the stretch, you're going to have games like this where you play well and you don't win, and we got to regroup and come back at home and play another good game again.
Seems like you guys are still really competing. 5 minutes left.
Yeah, were they ever? We felt like if we could get one, you never know, you might get a couple quick ones.
It looked like a rocky start, obviously, when it was 2-0 there for a moment, and then the coaches challenged. Do you think your guys settled down and settled in after that?
Yeah, I think we were fine anyway. They score a goal on a pretty good face-off play by some skilled players on their team, and we get a lucky bounce off a stick. I think it was the one that went in, but it was offside. I think we were fine anyway. Yeah, they're not scoring like they were. And that usually does happen in the year where you go through a little drought. Well, they're working on it though. Would have been nice to get one for sure.
You went to that second unit to start a couple of power plays. Did you like some of the things you saw from them in terms of transfer?
Yeah, I went to them because the other unit was tired on the one, and then we got another one. I thought they, Cadette had a lot of good looks. We had a lot of good looks all the way around tonight.
10 in a row against the Jets. Have you ever seen anything like this in your years in the game?
It happens sometimes. Just some team tends to have your number. We've actually played some really good hockey against them. Feels like every time we come in here, it's been right at the end of the trip where we've been really banged up and had some good efforts. I think their goalie's played well both games in this building this year. I think he's been first star, if I'm not mistaken. But, it's a good hockey team. Give them credit, though. When you win that many in a row, you deserve credit.
Markstrom said he wasn't happy with this game, Travis. But does that just speak to his competitive nature, really? As opposed to a soft goal?
Yeah. Mark, he is competitive. Yeah. He's a smart goalie now. Understands his game, and I'm not worried about him in one bit.
Two divisional games here before the break. Obviously, the focus shifts pretty quickly to trying to finish off this stretch.
Sure does. Yeah. No, you're right.
How do you look at a 3-2 road trip or a 2-3 road trip, as it turned out to be, like the difference of, I guess, how do you look at the road trip?
Well, I didn't like the first two games. I liked the two wins, and, I think this was our best game of the road trip. At the end of a road trip, 5 games in 8 days, if I'm not mistaken, and we come out and play a game like that, I'm pretty happy with your group. You're not happy that you lost, for sure, but I think... when you go down the stretch, it's a grind. And, as we get closer and closer to the end of the year, you're probably going to play some games where you don't like the result. But we know if we play well and we put our best foot forward, you're going to get the results more often than you don't.
You were asked about Sutter this morning. He came all the way out here to get in a couple of skates. Like, is he an option, do you think, before the break here? Or?
I'm not sure. We'll check with our staff when we get back home. I'd like to obviously get him into a practice if we skate. And if we don't, then he probably won't be an option.
Anything to report on before?
Nope.